Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning our review of sin will be found in Numbers 15, starting in verse 28. I would like for everyone to turn to that. Numbers 15, 28. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, then. In the Old Testament, it is also the Old Covenant. All offerings for sin in the Old Covenant were for the sins of ignorance only. There was no sacrifice for willful sin. God is thereby trying to impress us with the awfulness of willful sin. If I could tell a story like I would like to tell it this morning, I would be running out into the parking lot and all of us would be survived. In verse 28, it reads, "And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly. When he sinneth by ignorance before the Lord, to make an atonement for his sin, it shall be forgiven him." I'm going to skip verse 29, verse 30. "But the soul that doth opt very little, almost nothing, the soul that doth opt presumptuously," that's like willful sin, "whether he be born in the land or a stranger of the same reports the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off, destroyed from among his people, because he hath despised the word of the Lord and hath broken his commandment, that soul shall be utterly cut off, and his iniquity shall be upon him." Verse 32, "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks upon the Sabbath day. And when they found him gathering sticks, they brought him to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation. And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stone without the king." Verse 36, "And all the congregation brought him without the camp, and stoned him with stone, then he died, as the Lord commanded Moses." Now, like Paul Harvey, I would like to give you the rest of the story. Here, his name is not given, but he had a name. And no doubt, a family. And a family were not told. So let us give him a name. Let's call him Carl. Carl was a slave in Egypt. Don't mind my notes. And in Egypt, he went through the plagues that God brought on Egypt. He went through the Passover. He left with like 2 million people, left Egypt. The Lord took him across the Red Sea on dry land. He saw Pharaoh's army running. He saw all these things. And Carl was no stranger about the things of the Lord. I think the Ten Commandments were relatively new in this day. And no one really expected, and no one really knew what to expect. In verse 33, his friends found him gathering sticks. And they probably said, "Carl, get your checkbook and your pep card, and we'll go down and get this thing straightened out. No doubt a fine or some court costs." Verse 34, "They put him in ward. They tied his hands behind his back, and they put him under guard, because they did not know yet what was to be determined with Carl." Verse 35, The Lord said, he shall surely be put to death. Moses and Aaron found men with shovels. I would guess maybe six guys. And they went out of town. And they went to a place where the men with shovels started to dig Carl's grave. Carl stood and watched them dig his grave. And while they were digging his grave, everybody went and found a lot that they could carry. When they got the grave done, they gave Carl a push into his grave. And everybody threw their stones in on Carl. Maybe one of the big stones hit him in the head and made his skull. But the weight of the stones made it impossible for him to inhale. And he died. Now on the way back to town, you could hear a pin drop for a country mile. Many of these people were his friends, his family, his neighbors. They all knew him. And this story should make me sick. Such a seemingly small sin. And what a huge price. Now, in the New Testament, or the New Covenant, the blood of Christ has been shed and his life given. And all of our sins have been washed whiter than snow. Not in part, but in whole. When I read these stories from my Bible, I try to find the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey. The rest of the story I would like to share with you this morning is that I trust Carl did not just die because he sinned and the Lord decided that he should be stoned. But I look for an example. And when I find an example that I find is when I find sin in my life, either of ignorance or willful, I need to take it out of the camp. That's where I live. And take it out in the country. Dig a big hole and put tons of stone for the damn thing. ASAP, as soon as possible. I want nothing in my life that can hinder my joy with my Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, even the difficult parts. We thank you, Lord, that you're trying to teach us a lesson. We pray, Lord, that we can pick up on this lesson, we can put it in our hearts and our lives, that we can find that we don't want sin in our life, the penalty we receive. So be with us this day. Watch over our lives. We pray you to guide us and direct us in all that we do. Oh yes, I have another verse in Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23 says, let me find it too. Romans 6:23, it's the last verse of the chapter. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In our story this morning, Carl got the wages of sin. He died. The wages of sin is in the areas of death. It could be physical death. It could be spiritual death. It could be death between you and your spouse. But also, the word but, the gift of God, is eternal life. The word but is not depending upon the first part. This is another thing. And I do believe Carl got God's gift of eternal life because he was one of his. Thank you.